Joy Tactics.
Joy Tactics. Joy Tactics.
This song has been giving me such in the wind. This song has been giving me immense joy this week. It's called Backstroke by Tedra Moses.
So you just, I have to say, that is just my kind of music. It's like that.
I know.
That like mid-2000s, like fucking just where they just put, I can't even describe. It's like a Timbaland like kind of style, like sexual Timbaland.
Dude. Aaliyah, there's nothing that makes you want to start boat. Getting.
Rock the boat. Rock a little, shake the boat.
It's when like it was that? Just overtly sexual, and it could be on the radio as well. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like innuendo was at play, you know, and they weren't talking about like busting nuts.
It's not even barely innuendo. I would say in some of those, this one's called Backstroke, and you know what
I know,
that
but
means.
That's not like a that's not going to get bleeped out on the 107.5 FM. You know
what do you
saying?
Think a backstroke is?
It's a swimming technique.
What about Green Day? You guys like Green Day?
So welcome to our new co-host Jack. He just won a contest.
What's your favorite song? What's your favorite Green Day song, Jack? Is it Minority?
Truly, I don't actually didn't actually really get into Green Day. Until
but
Nate, here,
that's what's curious because that was your first concert, live concert that you ever went to in your life.
By myself because Nate had a free ticket from Second City.
And I hooked him up.
And hooked it up.
Interesting. Right. You guys are seeing how I behave to my friends off the pod and how good of a friend I am.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dude, we are all such good friends to each other, generosity-wise. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, generosity-wise,
it's crazy
sure.
The generosity we share.
I'll forward
in other
lot,
categories.
Yeah, right. So today we wanted to get into something that's we've been dancing around for a long time. We've been dancing around it for almost 2 years. And that is the concept of Mexican culinary style.
Not a notion. It's a concept.
No, concept.
Yeah, this is a concept, not...
Yeah, this is concept talk.
Conceptualizing Mexican
different
food.
Style of Mexican foods. Now, there's many different regions in Mexico that we've studied up on, but we're not going to mention those because we want this to be accessible.
Yeah.
And we start getting to that talk, we start dropping off the non-food heads. Okay, yeah. So we're keeping this broad on purpose, though. But if you want to get into that talk, hit us up on Discord.
Yeah. So you can start right away without even getting too deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's fascinating how rice has made its way around the world.
Oh, rice, interesting.
Rice has found a way. You know what I'm saying? Rice is... What if rice is aliens? And it's learning about us by having us digest it. And we're being digested. And it's, you see what I'm saying?
Well, you never know, but has anybody ever put a camera up in the gut microbiome?
No one's even thought about that.
Because what if that's where the station is? What if that's where
the space station is coming from? The rice space station?
Human body is space to aliens. See what I'm saying?
Well, that's Osmosis Jones.
And he has a song. What's that one? Did you see that? There's a song in Osmosis Jones that's not very nice.
It's naughty, right?
It is, I believe, regarding underaged women.
A minor.
A minor. My this podcast is hosted by minors. Let's cut that.
No. We're
not.
Let's
cut that.
No, why would we cut that?
Just for time, I think. We're running a little long.
Right. We're shortening the bonus eps to about 5 to 6 minutes. The teasers are going to be 2 seconds of just the intro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about it, $1 a minute. I mean, good God, if that's not worth it.
We should have a pay as you pay how much you listen to. Mm-hmm. So it's like it could be it's $5 a month or it could be like 5 cents per second. You know what I'm saying? So if you really are only listening to like 20 minutes, you know, what is that? I could do the math easily, but
right,
I'm not right now.
5 cents per second, 5 times 6 is 300. 20 times 300 is 200.
I just think we should have an option like that and get a little creative with how we monetize.
Well, we need to get the NYU Business School internship program set up immediately.
They have a business school?
Do they have a business school? Of course
they do. That's crazy. Yeah. Because to me, I think NYU, I think of the sickest photographers in the world. All the sickest photographers from my high school went to NYU, trust me.
Real New Yorkers double dip. They do all sorts of this. To survive in that city, you have to be able to do multiple trades. Yeah, in the jungle, concrete style. You have to be able to do multiple trades, bar backing, Somali.
Now, in LA, if you do multiple things, they laugh at you.
Right, dude. Because
until you become Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, mogul, CEO.
Are you going to pick up the Childish Gambino crown when he retires it, Nate?
I think before he retires, I think I'm going to take him out of the game.
You're going to take his name on? You're going to.
Childish Gambino, yeah. too. Wow. Okay, so we touched on rice. Now, rice comes in all forms. Jasmine, sushi. Brown, sushi, Mexican style. But what's the best one? Sticky. What? Go.
I have a question. How do they get the rice all brown?
Would it shock you to know that that's how the rice comes naturally? And we bleach it and we destroy all the nutrients.
So it's just like azucar.
Sugar.
Sugar's nice. Brown, right?
Mm-hmm. What?
And then they bleach it.
Oh, wow.
They bleach that shit. Mm-hmm.
Buttholes are brown.
Hey,
people,
man.
People bleach it.
Stop it.
Hey, man.
Stop
it. We had a big talk.
By the way, this is just related to bleach. I created mustard gas in my house yesterday.
What were you mixing?
Well, bleach? I was just kind of like lifelessly cleaning, and I just took a spray thing out of this pantry and just sprayed it on the fucking window, like, to clean the glass. I was just like kind of cleaning really quickly, and it was bleach, and I was like, fuck, I sprayed bleach on. And then I was like, all right, I'll wipe it up. And then I took some vinegar Windex and sprayed it on there. And I started smelling like some really like odorous fumes coming from it. And then I remembered in school somebody said never mix cleaning chemicals ever. Like, never do that. And then I looked it up and I was like, it's like this can create chlorine or something like that.
Yeah, chlorine
or something. And
right.
And it's a toxic chemical, so I just kind of was just chilling outside of my porch for a couple hours and thinking that I was about to die or my pet was about to die.
And you left Ziggy up in there?
Yeah, but I checked up on her every couple.
You good?
Half an hour or so.
You remember back in the day when World War II was going down, and they were using all different type of nerve agents and gases? And part of every school was to have gas masks up in that piece. So you had little children's gas masks, and they'd do drills. And there's just something about a child in a gas mask that does not sit right with me. I'll just say it like that. Children should never have to wear gas masks.
So they shouldn't be protected?
No, they should be protected, but by adults acting right and being able to talk things out through words and not using deadly weapons and ingenious weapons. Weaponry.
Yeah. Especially molecular weapons.
If you use a molecular weapon up on my ass,
you could use it on
it's
my
over,
ass.
Bro. That's because usually there's time for talking and time for chilling out and figuring it out. You want to get a molecular weapon used on you, Jack?
No. I'm saying,
you know how bad that hurts?
I'm not a kid. So if somebody does it to me, trust me. If you fucking mustard gas me at any point, Chicago style gas. I'm following you on Instagram. I'm not fucking talking to you again. I'm not coming to my birthday. All that shit. I don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So that's all. Those are the repercussions.
Mm-hmm. But you can come to my special because I'm going to need to fill those seats, that 100-person seat theater.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's when we reconnect, is when you start supporting my art.
Mm-hmm. You make a olive branch.
I think you would be an incredible foreign ambassador, Eric, to Mm-hmm. Like North Korea, some of the really like some of the countries that we have a lot of tension with. And I think just one meal with you would just squash not well, all the beef, but I think it would just it would lower the temperature, as they say in politics.
100 well, here's the deal. I'm a bridge builder. Okay? I can build a bridge to anybody and anywhere. And you've seen that, right? I've seen your guys' enemies come up into places and you guys are all uncomfortable, but then I build a bridge between you all. You've seen that before, I think.
Yeah, we shouldn't be building... Yeah. There's some people that we shouldn't be building bridges with. I'll just, you know... Chris D'Elia comes into the comedy club. I don't think you should be like... Like, I think that's a bridge that we...
I'm building a bridge to him to take him out once and for all.
Okay.
I'm